Hi everyone, Gray here. I'm the creator of Devil's Lake, and finally, we can get out episode 2! Now, hopefully, episode 3 will be coming out on the 29th of December. I cannot guarantee that just because 6 days is a rather short time frame to get the episode out, but it should be coming out around then. So yay, I hope you enjoy! Episode 2. Lost.
Okay, well, just start it like last time, yeah? Second recording made by Persephone Williams 3 weeks after the death of her grandmother, Ruth Williams. It's been about, 2 weeks since my last recording. I thought I'd be making these more often, but as it turns out, researching what your family members did in their last few days while you were 700 miles away is much harder than TV makes it look. I mean, it's hard to even know where to start. I spoke to Catherine again and found out where she bought the hummingbird feeder, and tried to ask around at the shops to see if they remember my grandma buying it, but it's been more than a month since she was there, and an old lady in a pastel cardigan isn't exactly unique, even with a town so small. After that, I didn't really know what to do. Everyone is insisting she left her weekly shopping on Thursday afternoon, like she always did, but this time she didn't come back. Some people here reported her missing, the police came and looked around, and then, 20 days later, her body was found. That's all anyone is saying. They didn't sound suspicious at all, just uncomfortable. Which, I understand. I mean, I can't exactly tell people that I think she's a... I can't tell people that I still see her sometimes. I'll be calling hospitals before I can finish my sentence. Anyway, that was the first week. Asking around, getting moved in. There's been a lot of paperwork. But I finally got a break in the case, kind of, from her office. It's one of the last places I went. I mean, I didn't have anything to move into it when I got here, and it was very much her room. I wasn't allowed in it when I was younger. She didn't want me making a mess or anything, I guess, but it's all different now. I had to sort through her papers and make sure nothing important was left in her email, all that. That's where I found it. It was an email from the library nearby, telling her books were overdue, and they sent a list of what she had taken out. But the list was not as I expected. My gran loved historical fiction. The romantic stuff, too. She'd read Pride and Prejudice about a million times, The Scarlet Letter twice as much as that, and even the Outlander series a few times. That's what she normally got from the libraries. I remember from when I was a kid, but this was... Here, I'll just read it out. Dangerous Illusions by Paris Porter. Romance. Ghost Hunter's Field Guide by Frances Hutchinson. Paranormal. History of Devil's Lake, South Carolina by Gail Douglas. Local History. The Secret History of Witchcraft by Jean Vinay. Spiritual. And Cryptozoology by Wesley Lambert. Supernatural. It's just... Why? I mean, she hated spooky stuff like that. I used to get in trouble for reading books about ghost hunting. She called it nonsense rot that would do nothing but make my nightmares worse. I mean, she wasn't wrong there. He certainly didn't help her anything. Still, she majorly did not believe in that kind of thing. I don't know why she'd be looking into it now. Plus, I went through the whole house. I cleaned every room now, and those books were nowhere to be found. I mean, I wasn't looking closely at the bookshelves, but nothing looked new. I'll have to look again. They have to be here somewhere. Hello?
Oh, hello, Dee. You must be Persephone, Ruth's grandchild. She's told me a lot about you.
Yeah, I am. You can call me Poppy, though. Everyone does. Would you like to come in, or...
Such a sweetheart. I would love to. I'm Adelaide Rock. I was just stopping over to give you these flowers, but I'd love to sit and chat. I'm your grand's newest neighbor, by the way. I moved in the year after she did.
Oh! Right, yes, my grandma mentioned you. Nice to finally put a name to the face. Here, the living room's just through here. Let me just... Well, she seemed nice. It felt good to be able to talk to someone. Someone real, I mean. She and my gran were pretty close, I think. I mean, my gran only mentioned her once or twice, but she always seemed so fond when she told me about her. They were clearly a lot closer than I knew. Some of the stories Miss Rooks told me about them, they sounded like teenagers goofing off together. I'm glad she came over. I needed to hear about that, I think. And she was very, very calming. Somehow I'm feeling a lot less overwhelmed. The whole place feels less caged. And I suppose you are my spooky happenings recorder, so one weirdish thing happened. Well, you know, I've still been seeing my grandma, as I mentioned, and today, when I was bringing out the lemonade, I walked past the mirror, and I saw my gran again in the mirror, but I don't know, she seemed closer this time, and she was saying something, I think. I didn't expect to see her so clearly, or so close, it scared me. Not in the way I had before, not of her, more shock. I screamed a little and dropped the pitcher, and when Miss Rooks came over to see if I was okay, I would swear she glared at the mirror. Not angrily or anything, just almost like she was reprimanding someone, I guess. I don't know. It was only for a second, and I absolutely could have misread it. She was probably stopping herself from laughing at what a mess I looked. Anyway, she was sweet. It was good to have someone over who isn't Mr. Osborne. I mean, he's fine, I guess. If you like him old, white, and pompous, but we never really got on. I mean, I barely knew him for the few months I lived here with Grandma. Then he came over to make sure I was settling in well, which was nice and all, but... I mean, I'm not. And I couldn't just go, oh no, Mr. Osborne, I hate it here. So much is going wrong. I see the ghost of my grandmother all the time. I'm only just now realizing that I might not know her at all. But I don't want my best friend to worry about me, so I've been talking to a recording app instead. Nothing off there. But don't worry, I'm 60% sure I'm not seeing things. It's simply ghosts are real and hate me. Actually, I kind of wish I could say that. Just to see the look on his face. Anyway, he came to check up on me, helped me move some of the junk I've been getting rid of, and chatted with me for a bit. That southern hospitality, I guess. He joked I was really getting into the spirit of the place with my necklace, which is kind of funny. Hadn't really noticed how much it fits. It's a lotus, like how the neighborhood is named. That must have been why my gran chose it, actually. She sent it to me a while back with this really heartfelt letter. First contact since our big fight, and that's kind of why I wear it now, I guess. It's like a good luck charm or something. It's just... talking to him is so tiring, I guess. I mean, we didn't talk about anything important. It shouldn't have been so awful, but... he was only here for an hour, and something about him being here and talking with me just made everything feel so, so pointless. So unnecessary. I don't know why I'm here, and I don't know why I'm looking for her. I couldn't even work up the energy to cry anymore. I fell into bed and slept for about half a day. Waking up was a little better. Webbs had texted to check up on me, and the mornings here are always really beautiful. Anyway, I think that's it for now. Nothing too weird has happened yet. At least, nothing new. It's funny how quickly you can adjust to things. God, I hate it here! The power just went out. Ms. Rook said that happens a lot when there's storms like this. I just need to... Jesus! I think I have a candle in one of these boxes around here. Storms are so much worse when you're alone. When I'm with Webbs, I forget how much I hate them. They make me hot chocolate, and we read together, watch shitty movies, and if it's still bad by the time we're going to sleep, we do a sleepover in their room. We even built a pillow for it once. God, I wish they were here. But he can't be. Not yet. So I will simply stay awake and sit here and talk to you until the storm passes. And I'll be staying away from any and all mirrors because I genuinely think I'll have a heart attack if I see a goddamn ghost right now. God, I need help. Anyway, to take my mind off things, I will tell you the story of the time I... Okay, what the hell was that? I am not dealing with any spooky shit right now. Absolutely not. Whoever's out there, I'm going to meet them. Great. Someone's left me a package. Time to deal with this, I guess.